This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Scuffles broke out at a West Bank protest on Wednesday in Ramallah as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police tried to push protesters away from the Palestinian presidency headquarters, where Blinken's meeting Abbas, and then block a road nearby. Activist Jamal Juma accuses the Secretary of State of being one of the organizers of what's going on in the Gaza Strip.
It's a shame to receive a Blinken, who's one of the organizers of the genocide in Gaza Strip.
Blinken wants to seek governance reforms as part of U.S. efforts to rally the region behind post-war plans for Gaza that also includes concrete steps towards a Palestinian state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said at the White House briefing on Wednesday the attacks by Yemen-based Houthi militants in the Red Sea are unlawful and escalatory.
Despite what the Houthis may say, they are threatening and targeting commercial vessels with ties to countries all over the world, many of which have no connection to Israel whatsoever.
U.S. and British naval forces shot down 21 drones and missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthis on Tuesday towards the Red Sea, the United States said, with Britain hinting at further measures to protect international shipping lanes. Ecuador President Daniel Noboa said on Wednesday his country was at war with drug gangs who were holding more than 130 prison guards and other staff hostage amid a dramatic surge in violence that saw gunmen briefly take over a TV live broadcast and explosions in multiple cities. Noboa on Tuesday named 22 gangs as terrorist